Sports. Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
On high school basketball action over the weekend, recap some of the Saturday action locally in a game heard here on KJA on Saturday night. At boys' hoops, it was Atlantic over Norwalk, 53-33. Also, Nottoway Valley beat Cam, 64-40. Guthrie Center over Woodward Granger, 51-31. Kemper Catholic topping East Sac County, 68-66. It was Clarinda over Corning, 71-44. Carroll beat Dallas Center Grimes, 64-57. Blair, Nebraska topping Abraham Lincoln, 72-39. West Monona over West Harrison, 94-55, and Sterling, Nebraska, 50-28 winners over Sydney. In girls Saturday basketball, Nottoway Valley topping Cam, 53-28. Trainer beat Red Oak, 71-33. Clarinda edging Corning, 48-46. Kemper Catholic beat East Sac County, 69-50. Dallas Center Grimes over Carroll, 51-34. Woodward Granger topping Guthrie Center, 52-48. Charter Oak Ute beat West Harrison, 51-37. Abraham Lincoln topping Blair, Nebraska, 52-47. It was Panorama over Earlham, 87-29. And Sterling, Nebraska, a winner over Sydney, 63-23. We have high school girls and boys basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. Chris and I will be at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium as Atlantic plays host to Tri-Center in a girl-boy doubleheader. Girls will get the night started first at 6 o'clock. The boys will follow at 7:30 this evening. You can catch both of those games live tonight here on the radio or also on the web at KJAN.com. We're on the air about 5:50 tonight with our broadcast. Well, there were only two top 25 men's basketball games on Sunday. In the first game, number 12 Indiana connected on 16 three-pointers in an 88-82 win over Penn State. Jordan Halls of the Hoosiers had seven of Indiana's long-distance bombs. That win snapped a 16-game Big Ten road losing streak for Indiana. Halls, a six-foot guard, finished with 28 points. The second contest of the day had 16th-ranked Michigan blowing by 18th-ranked Wisconsin 58-41 as Tim Hardaway Jr. scored 17 points and freshman Trey Burke had 14. For the 13-3 Wolverines. That victory snapped a 10-game losing streak against the Badgers. The loss dropped Wisconsin to 12-5. The win came 3 days after Michigan lost at number 12, Indiana. A 19th-ranked Nebraska used a late 12-2 run to take the lead for good in a 77-72 win over the Iowa Hawkeye women in Iowa City, a game heard Sunday afternoon here on KJAN. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says rebounding and three-point shooting were the difference in the game.
You know, we were out-rebounding them by three in the first half, and we got out-rebounded by nine in the second half. So they just had a lot more opportunities, and they put their threes down. They shoot 52% from three-point range. We shot 12. That's really where it's hard to compete with them. You know, we have 10 more shots on goal than they do and unable to convert our shots at the rate that they are.
Iowa made only 2 of 16 from three-point range as they continue to struggle in that area. Jamie Printy had a big game with 27 points. Morgan Johnson had 21 points and 12 rebounds for the Hawkeyes, who are now 10-7 overall, 2-2 in the Big Ten. Lindsey Moore had 22 points, 9 assists, while Jordan Hooper added 17 points for the 19th-ranked Cornhuskers in that victory. In the NBA last night, it was Minnesota beating Washington 93-72, Orlando topping Sacramento 104-97, Oklahoma City beat San Antonio 108-96, Phoenix over Milwaukee 109-93, Portland beat Cleveland 98-78, Lakers over Memphis 92-82. Also in the National Hockey League on Sunday, Ottawa topping Philadelphia 6-4, it was Detroit over Chicago in overtime 3-2, Anaheim beat Columbus 7-4. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Denver Broncos and the New York Giants compiled the worst records among the NFL's eight division champions this season, but they're good enough to advance to the divisional playoffs. In Denver, Tim Tebow heaved an 80-yard touchdown pass to Demaryius Thomas on the first play of overtime to give the Broncos a 29-23 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Broncos had just blown a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter before Tebow tossed his second touchdown of the afternoon. The Denver QB finished with 316 passing yards despite completing just 10 of his 21 throws. Denver gained just 8 yards in the first quarter, yet they led 20-6 at halftime on the strength of two Tebow TD drives and a pair of field goals by Matt Prater. Tebow hit Eddie Royal for a 30-yard touchdown before rushing for an 8-yard score that put Denver ahead 14-6. The Steelers held the Broncos out of the end zone in the second half, allowing Ben Roethlisberger to chip away at the Broncos' lead. Roethlisberger's 31-yard scoring strike to Jericho Cotchery with 3:48 forced overtime. The Broncos now prepare to take on the Patriots at New England this Saturday evening. The Giants used an aggressive defense, a potent ground game, and a few big passes from Eli Manning to beat Atlanta 24-2 in the first playoff game of the day at MetLife Stadium. The Giants' defense limited the Falcons to 64 rushing yards and 247 total yards, shutting down Atlanta's lethal attack. New York also stopped the Falcons on a pair of 4th-and-1 situations. New York gained 172 yards on the ground after entering the game as the NFL's worst rushing team. Brandon Jacobs ran for 92 yards, and Ahmad Bradshaw added 63 yards, while both carried 14 times. Manning did the rest, completing 23 of his 32 passes for 277 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Manning allowed the Giants to take control by hitting Hakeem Nicks for what became a 72-yard touchdown right after the Falcons failed to convert on 4th-and-1. Manning accumulated 237 passing yards in the second half as the Giants earned the right to take on the Packers in Green Bay next Sunday. In college football, Northern Illinois was a 38-20 winner against Arkansas State in the GoDaddy.com Bowl. Chandler Harnish threw for 280 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Mid-American Conference champs finished the season 11-3. DeShane Durante helped the victory by returning an interception 36 yards for a touchdown with 8:19 remaining. Ryan Applin passed for 352 yards but was picked off 3 times as Arkansas State ends the year with a 10-3 record. Well, LSU expects to have quite the home field advantage in the BCS Championship when the top-ranked Tigers face number 2 Alabama tonight. They'll do so just about an hour's drive from their campus in Baton Rouge in the New Orleans Superdome. LSU is 13-4 all-time in that structure, winning its last 9 games there, dating back to a 30-15 loss to Nebraska in the Sugar Bowl January 1st of 1987. Along the way, a team led by current Alabama coach Nick Saban knocked off Oklahoma to win the 2003 National Championship, and another led by Les Miles beat Ohio State to win the 2007 title. Alabama players have said all week that they're treating the title game like a road game, even though it's supposed to be a neutral site. And just 2 days into his new job, and Penn State coach Bill O'Brien already is getting a standing ovation. Joe Paterno's successor received a hero's welcome when he was introduced to fans at the Jordan Center during a break in the first half of the basketball game Sunday between number 12 Indiana and Penn State. The Hoosiers won that game. Fans erupted into a cheer of "We are Penn State" while O'Brien shook hands with pep band members and students. He was scheduled to have his first team meeting later on Sunday before returning to Foxborough, Massachusetts, where he plans to stay on as the New England Patriots offensive coordinator for the remainder of the NFL playoffs. The Patriots, the AFC's top seed, had a bye this weekend. O'Brien was formally introduced on Saturday as Penn State's new head coach, replacing the fired Paterno. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.